Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa. السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, a very important message is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively is speaking with the people of Iman. And Allah is saying, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ O people of Iman, if you want to be successful in this dunya, then remain in the company of those who are truthful. Remain in the company of those who are truthful. And this is the principal ruling of the Quran, a very, very important order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even if your mother and father are guiding you to something that is wrong, then you are not to follow them. Despite the fact that there is so much emphasis in the Quran, in the Sunnah, that you have to show complete respect to your mother and father. But this ruling of following those who are truthful and follow Haqq, the truth, is so important that it can be anybody in your life. Your wife, if it's a woman, the husband, the children, family members, parents, if they are guiding you to something that is wrong, then you are not to fall for that pressure, peer pressure, and to surrender and to give up and to think that, look, what will happen? I don't want to make them naraz. What will he feel? That you are not to take into consideration, because you only have to please who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this principal ruling in Islam, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that be in the company of those who are truthful, people who will show you the right things in life. Then why are they people who have been misguided from the truth or are not on the right path? This has also been explained to us in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a child that is born in this dunya, he is a Muslim. But as the child grows up, then unfortunately the environment in which he is growing up will color him, will affect him. It's your environment that is going to mold you, shape you, and give you the character that it wants to give. Your entire environment, your city where you are living in, your neighborhood where you are living in, your immediate neighbors, your friends, the school that you go to, the college that you go to, the university that you are going to, your professional setting where you are working. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that everything that is around you, if it is filled with people who have no respect for the truth and haqq, then obviously you will also grow up to be one of them. So that is why you see corruption in this dunya, my respected brothers and elders. Corruption is this. And in Islam we have this system. In Islam we have this system. Alhamdulillah, that we are a jama'at. We are a group of one body. We are an ummah. And the masjid is something that is uniting us. That is why for the men, women, we come to the masjid and we perform our salah. That bonding is something that is very, very important. So all the time there is this checkup that is required. What is happening? And a responsibility that is given to every one of us to make sure that we are people who promote the truth, so that we are growing up healthy spiritually, that our children, when they grow up, alhamdulillah, they grow up in such a way that Allah is pleased with them. They grow up in such a way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be happy with them. So your environment is something that will definitely corrupt you. And so for an example, you have seen that in this world that we live in, you will always find communities that they have certain kind of a trend, a setting, something that they want to do. Even for an example, if we were to take something very basic, like how you should dress up. How you should dress up. This is something very important, how you should dress up. And if we go very far back in history, very far back in history, then what we see is that different nations and communities had their own dressing and their own style. And this was a unique feature of that group of people. So if you have a look at the Romans had their own way of dressing the clothes. Ke bhai ye kya hai, Romans hai. The Persians had their own style of dressing up. The Egyptians had their own style of dressing up. You go further down, Red Indians. Red Indians would have their own style of dressing up. In the jungle, Africa, they would have their own style of dressing also. Subhanallah. Many, many years ago, I believe in 1995, we went to Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau, that is towards the west of Africa, where you have Guinea-Bissau, Conakry, and Gambia, the Gambia on one side. So, alhamdulillah, it's a Muslim country. But when you go out to the bazaar, it was quite shocking that the women were totally open from the top part. Totally open from the top part. And this was nothing new for the people there, but if you come from somewhere abroad and when you see this, it's quite strange for us. And the locals, people, Guinea-Bissau, for them they would see women, the women were like that, bus. And this was their culture. Subhanallah. So different communities, we see that they have this very different way of dressing up also. And then slowly what was happening is that when a country would conquer another country, when that country was conquered by the conqueror, then the influence of the strong would be imposed upon the conquered. So what would happen is that slowly in the market, their culture and their dressing and their clothes also filtered through to that country. Because it was actually conquered by a certain group of people. And so historically you will see this, that even in your dressing, communities would have their own very distinct feature and how they would dress up, and you would immediately know that so and so person is from this part of the world and from this part of the world because of their dressing, how they were. However, in the 21st century, the modern world is very, very different. The concept of fashion has changed drastically. In fact, even when a person is not fashionable, he is considered fashionable. Batsaman. And he's got nothing to do with fashion and he's just out and he's dressed up however he wants to dress up. Somebody might take that also to be fashion. Jaise hamare body sab baal kom nahi karte. And so we are now living in an era that can very quickly change a person, brand oriented. This brand mindset that is there, and this fashion industry that is out there. And it quickly changes the mindset of a person. Remember that the 21st century in the modern world, fashion is not just about your clothes. Not just about your clothes. It changes you, your personality, how you speak. Ab bichara India se aaya hai, isko do mahine yahan hue, and he wants to speak with an accent. You've only come from India for 2 months, now you want to speak like an Angrez, gore ki tara. Ayo, main, okay. Oh, what's up, eh? Arey bhai, chhana muna bolni bhai, how you are going to speak, just speak how you are. What are you trying to become a qari in English for? What are you becoming a qari in English for? Just speak who you are. Don't try to be someone from Oxford or anywhere. Forgive me, I'm not trying to say that if somebody speaks like that is wrong. But what I'm saying, this tasannu, you know, this false acting, should I say. And you're caught up into this. You want to change how you speak. It changes how you walk. It changes everything about you. This is the power. This is the power. It changes a person very, very quickly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this golden rule. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Remain in the company of those who are truthful. This is the ayat. This is our base. This is the foundation. Remember this ayat. And I'm going to talk about how it affects us. So for an example, you want to buy a bag. And this bag, the leather is not soft. There's no compartments in the bag. And it's okay, it's not very appealing to you, and it's not something that is the best bag that you would want. But it's got Louis Vuitton written on it. What has it got written on it? Louis? May I pronounce thick around? No, it is. Where's Umar? Umar will know. Louis Vuitton. Yeah, Umar, you see? Umar is a brand man. He's a brand himself. He's a brand. Umar is a brand himself by, forget the Louis Vuitton. But the bag is Louis Vuitton. Now, he's looking at this bag, in his heart he's saying, ye to yaar theek hai, ab itni comfortable nahi hai. Zip mein itne khane bhi nahi hai bag mein, there's no compartments for me, this, that. But there is this massive brand, Louis Vuitton. Kya hai? Louis Vuitton. And there is another bag, soft leather, very nice, handmade for that matter. Very comfortable, it looks good. It suits him. It is exactly something that he wants. But it is made in Bangladesh. It is made in Bangladesh. No brand. No brand. But good quality when you have a look at it. His mind is set. His mind is telling him, I need to buy this bag, which is 150, 200, I don't know, kitne ki hogi. And he is prepared to pay for that bag. Why is he paying it? Is he paying it because he needs that bag? It's the brand, the fashion, the mindset. How this dunya, the sihr and magic on you, that you don't even realize. And this is what the Quran is saying, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be realistic in this dunya, and don't damage your mind. Don't damage your mind. Don't damage your mind. Islam is the only religion that will protect your intelligence and intellect. So Islam is saying, why do you want to waste money? Huh? Look, don't get me wrong. If that bag was at a good price, beautiful bag, exactly what you wanted, ab Louis Vuitton ho ke Gucci ho le lo, kya hai? Le lo. No problem. Why? Because this is something, it's okay. Huh? Where it would still be wrong is where it comes. Islam also says fuzul kharchi. What is it? Fuzul kharchi. Why are you paying so much for this? Why? This is fuzul kharchi. So this fuzul kharchi is another topic. Then he goes and he wants to buy a jacket, for an example. Then he looks, and especially the young people, the youth, the men, women. And this slowly dies out in a person as they get older. Kya hai? I think Umar, after 50, it dies down a bit, isn't it? Umar, you know, I asked Umar, how old are you? He said to me, how old are you? Yani, imam ke muqable mein, imam ka muqabla, dekhe, how he does muqabla. How old are you? Why are you asking me? Chalo, we won't. But I'm saying after 50, Umar, he knows that it goes, this, you know, brand thing goes down anyway. But when you're young, so he looks at the zip, he doesn't like the zip. He doesn't like, there's no pockets there, lekin us par Armani ka label laga hua hai. Kiska laga hua hai? And it's not even going to keep him warm in the winter, especially British winter. Abhi November mein dekhe kitni sardi. And the Quran says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ. Allah is saying that I have given you clothes. Allah gave you fur, wool, leather, skin, everything, you name it. Every material that is from Allah, the raw material. And Allah is saying, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ. So that it saves you from intense heat of bitter cold. وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ. So it saves you from, you know, intense heat, or even when it's bitter cold. So you wear the right clothes. This is the maqsad of clothes. That you find yourself to be comfortable in it. Very comfortable. And then you find the same jacket that is very cheap, £25, £20. It's got the right pockets, it's got everything there, it's going to keep you warm, but still you don't want to buy this because it hasn't got a brand. Ab mujhe yaad hai, main ek martaba dukaan mein tha, ja raha tha, to hamare saath mera Usman tha. So he said to me, Papa, you know this, the trainers that you see in this shop, don't get me wrong, eh? We were not actually going to buy anything there. But he just said something to me, which was very good. So he goes, you see this, all the trainers here, this shop here. I said, yes. Because they sell, Nike Jordan 1s. What do they sell? How many people know Nike Jordan 1s? Any of you youngsters know that? Kitne nek. This my musallis are the best. Ye imam hi corrupt aadmi hai bichara. This imam knows everything, the musallis don't know nothing. They are so pious. The piety of my masjid musallis is incredible. Look at them, nobody knows Nike Jordan 1. Look how pious they are. Lovely. Anyway, keep the piety with you. Anyway, I said, okay, he said to me, how much do you think they are? I said, because it's Nike, chale yaar, 60, 70, 80. What? Stretch kallu to 90. So he said, let's go and have a look. I actually went inside. It was sealed. One pair of Nike Jordan 1s was £450. Okay? How much? And there was a rush in the shop, especially the youth and the young. There was nobody to even help you if you wanted your size. This was the rush. Ab ye kitne pagal ho gaye log dekhe dunya. How much? For, does anything in your mind register that there can be raw material used in these shoes or trainers that is worth £450. Balki, nowadays, you will find that everything is shortcut and so cheap that even the soles inside, if you touch it, you can take it out. And you will actually see the hardness that is there. And it's not even designed, it's, you know, there's no effort to it. It's just that brand buzz. 450 and people pagal hokar jo hai khareed rahe. So Islam is telling you, be very, very careful. Be with the people. Don't follow, you know, everybody that is out there. Be very careful what you are doing. And there was a person who worked in London, High Street, Selfridges. So we were talking and he said something to me where he was working. So he says, Maulana Sahab, you know, in London, Selfridges, kabhi aapko namaz parni ho, to waha namaz par sakte aap. Maine kaha, jazakallah, kabhi aisa hua, to hum namaz parenge waha. Lekin shopping aap na kare waha. What did he say? Just pray namaz, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Make salam and quick exit. I said, why? He says, Maulana, Selfridges in London, High Street mein is designed only for the mega rich. Kiske? Bahut maldar. Everything there is over 800-900 pounds. Kya baat kar rahe kaha, bilkul. And they have a prayer facility for the Arabs, the women, Arab women who come there, Oxford Street shopping, you see. And even VAT clearance office, they have special, so they don't have to barter and have any fuss at the airport. Selfridges will do all your paperwork for you. This is called business. What is it called? Business. So they come with a briefcase full of cash. What is it? Full of cash. And they buy whatever they want. Everything is sorted out. So it's not for the common man. It's not for you. And people are there buying. So the fashion industry, from the Roman clothing and the Persian clothes and the other countries, Russians and Europeans, and when we come back into the 21st century in the modern world, what is the meaning of fashion? Fashion has completely changed. Fashion has completely changed. Baat samajh mein aayi nahi mere aziz? So, everything we have to be very careful, especially our youth and youngsters, that by, you know, be very careful. Be very, very careful. And just one mas'ala, for an example, I'm not trying to say anything, but a lot of people come to me and ask me mas'alas. Your father's wealth is not your wealth. What is it? Your father's wealth is not your... Nowhere in the hadith does it come that your father's wealth is automatically your wealth. But Shariat, out of mercy, if the father dies or the mother dies, then where does that wealth go? So out of mercy, Allah is saying that obviously the best place for that wealth to go is to the... To who? To the children. But whilst they are alive, it is not that their wealth is your wealth. It is their infinite mercy that they share their wealth with you. It is their mercy, and recognize that. Haan, ye to shariat mein hai. Where Allah's Nabi has said, anta wa maluka li abik. You, as in the children, and your wealth, everything belongs to your father. That is it. If the father wanted to come and, you know, use your bank account and say, okay, you know what, acha, huh? Give me a bank account. Ji, I want this much. You've got money? Acha. Can I have 2,000, 3,000? He can do that. In Sharia, that hadith is there, that the children's wealth belongs to the father, that is there. So as Muslims, we are guided. We are not supposed to be doing fuzul kharchi in everything. Now in the modern world, the 21st century, it's not just the way you dress up changes. The problem is, the environment will change you in the modern world 360 degrees. So your staple food, your biryani, you know, your curry khichdi, and your... what shall I say? Akni and Umar Farooq, help me. Dal gosht, yes. I like the Baruchi dal gosht. That's one of my favorites also. Now what happens? Your rotis, slowly all of that will go away in the culture that you are living in. The rotis go away. And your food also will disappear, and it is slowly being replaced with pizzas, French fries, burgers, fast food industry, and all of these things, and you will actually forget the real quality food. Kya hai? Your real, you know, gosht. Ab kabhi kabhi main jata hu na kabhi bahir khane ke liye restaurant mein, to main kehta hu, I only eat on the bone. Khana ho to kaise khana chahiye? Lekin restaurants want to do a shortcut. They don't have on the bone, only meat. Wo aise easy hota hai na cut. There's a special way of cutting on the bone. Kya hai? Umar, you know that, ne? Yeah, he knows that, you see. So, you are going to lose your food also. Subhanallah. Not only do you lose your food, but also your mother tongue. Your grandchildren now stop speaking your language. The language that your grandfather was speaking, be it Gujarati, be it Urdu, be it Bengali, be it Punjabi, be it any language for that matter. They stop speaking it, and so now the culture has impacted you. The first thing is what? You don't know your mother tongue. You've lost your character, and you want to now speak in such a way that you want to resemble other people. And then it affects your speech so much, if you're not careful, your assalamu alaikum, your bismillah, your alhamdulillah, your barakallah, your jazakallah, all vanish and thrown out of the window because of this new culture, modernism, fashion that actually comes in, and then your salam, barakallah, jazakallah is replaced by hello, hi, bye. What is it? Hello, hi and bye. Hello. Hello. Hi and bye. So you forget, subhanallah, the most important adab of your deen. And then, subhanallah, in the modern world, we have to be so careful, my respected brothers, as parents, as youth, that it also promotes one thing which is very dangerous. Modernism in the name of fashion wants you to wear clothes that don't identify you as a man or a woman. What is it? Sometimes, aap kabhi town mein jaye na, pata hi nahi chalta hai ki yaar ye mard hai ya aurat. Pata hi nahi chalta. You don't know ki ye man or ya woman. Ab kuch bol bhi nahi sakte bhai. And that is why Islam, subhanallah, is not a faith that the Western world likes. Why? Because it is promoting the exact opposite of what Shaitan is promoting. For the men, Islam says grow a beard. What is it? Grow a beard. MashaAllah, aap dekhiye. Why grow a beard? Why grow a beard? Who's going to answer me? This is quite easy. Why grow a beard? Gender? Kya hai bhai? Bolo na. Itne nek ban gaye yaar. Main hi bol raha hoon. I don't enjoy this. Gender? Identity. Equality to baad mein bhai. Gender identity. This is your identity. A man will have a? So no matter what you are, when you see a beard, it is telling you outwardly ke ye mard ka bachcha hai. Kya hai? Mujhe yaad hai, when I was in Portugal and Imam De, my friend Ibrahim, we were in his shop and he had a very long beard. So one of the Portuguese women came with a child and that child was staring at Ibrahim with a long beard. Aise ghur raha tha wo. So main to yahan sufi bankar baitha hua tha. Main to kya dekhta hu? It's nice to see how people do business. So Ibrahim speaks Portuguese. So he said to the mother in Portuguese, you know why your son is looking at me? So the Portuguese woman said, no. Because for the first time he has seen a man. Ye bhi luchcha tha. Ibrahim bhi bada jalali tha kya. I said, Ibrahim, you can see. Yeah, how dare he looks at me like that. Main kya mard nahi hu? To usko maa ko kaha, for the first time he has seen a man. And then Islam is saying that a woman should wear a... Kya bhai? Scarf. Kya pehna chahiye? Scarf to pehna chahiye. Why? So immediately you know that she is a woman. But the modern world does not want you to do that. So what the modern world is telling you to do, wear clothes that is unisex. It was impossible 10 years, balki zyada usse, women were not wearing jeans. Jeans was not clothes for women at all. Jeans was for the men folks, whatever they were wearing. Lekin aaj dekhe, unisex. Sometimes you will find that the clothes men and women share, and a man wears clothes in such a way so that when somebody looks at me, I am not to look like a man or a woman. Bas, that is fashion. Baal bhi aurton ki tarah karenge. Kaise karenge? Nazakat bhi itni aa jayengi, chalenge bhi aurton ki tarah. Kya hai? So now, you know, actors, if you remember back in the 70s, actors would have some hair on the chest. Hai yani? Umar, you are naked, so you don't look at these things anyway. It's just the imam that is corrupted. So let me be the full corrupted imam. So, you know, there was hair here. But now modern actors don't like hair. They like to be like a woman. Yahan se wo kya karte hai? Isko baal hi nikal dete. Kya kar dete? Baal hi nikal dete. All of these things actually have an impact and effect on your mental thinking. Now, 1500 years ago, Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kya kaha? Bas baat khatam kar raha hu. Please listen, my respected brothers. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ar-rajul yalbasu libsatal mar'ati. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an said that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'anat is upon that person. The curse of Allah is upon that man, ar-rajul yalbasu libsatal mar'ati, who wears the clothes of women. Mard hai, lekin kapre kaise pehnta hai? Aurton ka. And this is fashion, people like it. Wal mar'atu talbasu libsata rajul. And lanat is on that woman who is wearing the clothes of men. Clothes of men. Bahut si aurte aajkal jo hai na, trousers wagera bhi pehnti hai. Kya hai? To zara sochna chahiye ke bhai, what is happening? And so, subhanallah al-azim, we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. Because this is going to change you completely. So always remember, in the name of brand, in the name of fashion, Allah's Nabi in the beginning said, your environment is going to create that corruption. Even kufr can come into you. Your environment is going to mold you and shape you, and whoever you are, that is who you are going to be, how you are going to be. So be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. And then what happened, subhanallah, in the 7th century, where Allah is saying, be with the people who are truthful, Islam came in this dunya and revolutionized everything. What did it do? It bulldozed every kind of culture. Every religion was abrogated. Every system was thrown out. Every level of hygiene, fashion, culture, language, you name it, how to do, how you do your transaction, how you get married, everything was bulldozed when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Iqra, read in the name of your Lord, Iqra, Bismillah. Nabuwat started. Islam revolutionized, it abrogated every ism, every ideology. And Islam introduced a complete new system. It was the end of the era of Banu Israel. It was the end of Banu Israel. A complete new segment, a complete new chapter of humanity begins with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the corruption that was witnessed even amongst the scholars of Banu Israel. And therefore, very exclusively from the children of Ismail alayhi salam was born one Nabi only, whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this religion is going strong. What is it? Even now, alhamdulillah. And the world was introduced. It was introduced to the people something which was very different. When everybody was saying, we are telling you the truth, follow us, follow us, follow us, Islam put a big cross. You don't follow nothing. You only follow my Nabi. And the world, subhanallah, was given this new face. And we call it the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you get excited by your Gucci's, Louis Vuitton's, your Prada's and your Armani's and not by the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's something wrong with your iman. If you prefer miswak over a toothbrush and don't value miswak, then there's something wrong with you. If you prefer the batil clothes over sunnah clothes, then there's something wrong with us. If you prefer the gym than the masjid, then there is something wrong with you. If you prefer zina then nikah, then there is something wrong with you. All of these things are issues, and Islam came and revolutionized everything. That is why today Islamophobia is a billion pound industry. Okay? It's massive, Islamophobia. And you see, anything that has got to do with a Muslim, the first thing that comes is his religion. But anything else, it is not the religion that comes in. So, as a Muslim, you are targeted. Why? Because Islam shows you the path of Haq, the truth. What is it? Shows you the truth. It is telling you, this is how you do wuzu, how you do ghusl, how you clean yourself. It is telling you how you get married. It is telling you how you eat. It is telling you how you dress. It is telling you how you buy and sell. It is telling you how you greet someone. It is telling you everything. It is, even if you did not have your secular education and your education of this world, it suffices for a Muslim just to have Islamic knowledge, and alhamdulillah, it will go through. Because the Quran has got everything. The Quran has got everything. Really, my respected brothers. Islam kisi ka bhi muhtaj nahi. And so this is something that we have to understand. The truth which Allah is saying, be with the people who are truthful, are the people who love Allah and His Rasul and who follow the Sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, just to conclude, in the hadith, and this hadith is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبْ يَا رَبْ. There are people who raise their hands in the heavens and they say, oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb, you know, accept my dua. But Allah's Nabi is saying, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابْ. How is Allah going to accept your dua? مَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامْ. Your food is haram. مَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامْ. Your drinking is haram. مَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامْ. The way you dress up is also haram. Everything that you do, you are affected. Everything what you do is haram. And then you are saying, my dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting. Now when it comes to clothes, just to explain a bit. Alhamdulillah, what is important, that you can wear any type of clothes. What is it? Any type of clothes. But your satr should be covered. Your satr should be covered. For the men and for the women. For the men, from the navel to the knees. For the woman, everything. And in front of ghair maharim, including the face. But for a woman, in front of the maharim, everything should be covered except for the hands and the face. That can be opened. Because Allah has created her to be the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing is that the clothes that you wear should not be transparent and it should not be tight. It should be loose. What is it? It should be loose. So that the shape of your body is not exposed. Baz logo ki trousers aisi hoti hai ke main kya kahun aapko ki aage peeche sab nazar aa jata hai. Baz logo ki trousers aisi hoti. Your trousers is designed, and especially clothes for the women. Allahu Akbar. And the clothes that are haram are clothes that resemble a sect, a community, that if you were to wear that, you would not look a Muslim immediately. They would think you to be part of that group. Like how the monks would wear their clothes, the priests, the nuns, and certain, you know, Hindutva, saffron colors and things like that. So all of these things would be absolutely haram in Islam to wear. But to wear clothes that are loose, that are comfortable, that are not of fuzul kharchi and enough, alhamdulillah, Allah is saying, who has made zinat haram for you? Nobody has made zinat haram for you. So you can wear clothes however you want. But this is very important. This is what the colonials did, my respected brothers. They took away the language, they took away the food, and they took away your clothes. They took away your clothes. Lekin alhamdulillah, aaj mehnat ho rahi hai. Kya ho rahi hai? Mehnat ho rahi hai, and it is beautiful to see actually this revival of Muslims, alhamdulillah, bringing back that sunnah, alhamdulillah, which is so important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it everywhere, inshallah. Allah bring it everywhere. So inshallah, these are things that are very important for us to understand. Just to conclude, in this dunya, there are people of iman. Iman is of different category. And kufr is also of different category. I just wanted to mention this also in English, so that alhamdulillah, we safeguard our iman. We should safeguard our iman. So kufr is also of five levels. How many? Kufr. How many levels are there? When I say five levels, all of them are what? Kafir. What are they? All of them are kafir. And kafir is not a swear word. Remember that. Kafir means a person who is not a Muslim. A person who is not a Muslim. So there is, it's not a swear word. It is in Arabic. It means a person who does not believe in Allah. That is the technical term of it. The first level of kufr is called kufr-e-inkar. Kufr-e-inkar. Kufr-e-inkar means very simple. By the tongue they don't believe in Islam, by the heart they don't believe in Islam. What is it? By the tongue they don't believe in Islam, by the heart they don't believe in. That is most of the people. What is it? Most of the people. That is kufr. Number two, slightly different. Kufr-e-juhud. Kufr-e-juhud. Kufr-e-juhud means by the tongue they disbelieve, but in the heart they believe that they know Islam is the truth. What is it? They believe Islam is the truth. But by the tongue they are openly rejecting it. And because of that they cannot be termed as Muslims. Because by the tongue you are saying this. And what is in the heart? In the heart is only a feeling of strong energy. And that feeling is so strong that they know for a fact that this cannot be wrong. But because of ego, because of ego, takabbur, they are not prepared to accept. Who is that? Iblis. What is it? Iblis. Iblis knew Adam alayhi salam. Iblis knew the angels. Iblis knew that I have to worship Allah. Allah is my Khaliq. But by the tongue he rejected. What did he do? But in the heart he knew that all, Allah is my Khaliq. Allah is the creator. That is why he asked Allah, give me a chance until the day of Qiyamah. He knows this. And also the Jews, the Jewish ulama, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they knew that Rasulullah is the Nabi of Allah. But by the tongue they refused, and in the heart they knew he is the Nabi. So that is called the second level of kufr. Kufr-e-juhud. The third level is called kufr-e-inad. Kufr-e-inad. Kufr-e-inad means that by the tongue you are accepting, by the heart you are also accepting, but you are still not prepared to enter into Islam. By the heart you know what is the truth. By the tongue you might even say this is the truth. Sometimes by the heart you will feel, no, this is the truth. By the tongue you will say it. But you don't want to have the Islamic identity. So in this world he is also regarded as a kafir. And who is this person? Abu Talib. Who is he? Huzur alayhi salam's uncle. Who helped him? Who knew that Rasulullah is the truthful Nabi? And who also said Islam is the truth. Your religion is haq, what we are doing is wrong. But in his lifetime, Hazrat Ali's father did not accept Islam and he said, I die upon the religion of my forefathers. So this is kufre inad. What is it? By the tongue you have said it, and because your heart, you know, you have feelings and you know. How many have we covered?
Three.
Four. Kufre nifaq. Kufre nifaq. Munafiq. A hypocrite. A hypocrite, by his tongue he will call himself a Muslim, but in the heart he is a kafir. He is a kafir. So why is he a hypocrite? Because of an agenda, something that he is going to be receiving a benefit, some benefit that he can receive, whatever the agenda might be. So this is the fourth level of kufr. And the fifth level of kufr is called kufre aqaid. Kufre aqaid. Whereby a person is saying, I believe in Allah, I believe in the Quran, I'm Muslim, I believe in the Quran, I believe in everything, my heart is a Muslim, my tongue is a Muslim, my eyes are Muslim, my everything is a Muslim, everything, I'm a Muslim, but I don't believe that Huzur alayhi salam is the last prophet. This is called kufre aqaid. What is it? Now he is saying, I believe in everything, but this is just a dhoka, what is it? Deception. But yet, what did he do? Zaruriyate deen, the fundamental pillars of Islam, aqaid, he is rejecting. So he might say, you know what, I believe in everything, but I don't believe in roza, fasting. I believe in all, I believe in Allah, but I don't believe in Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can he be a Muslim? No. All of these things are kufre aqaid. So these are the five levels of kufr that you see floating in this dunya. What do you see? Floating in this dunya. And we are not to be deceived. And all five of them are considered as kufar. So Islam means, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, that, O people of Iman, you enter into Islam in its entirety. Entirety means wholeheartedly that you follow the teachings of your Nabi. And so Alhamdulillah, we should try to take in as much as we can in reference to Sunnah. What is it? Sunnah. Because this Sunnah is the brand that Allah is going to accept on the day of Qiyamah. This is the main brand. But saying all that, if you are wearing any clothes and if it's not going to harm your Iman and if it is not a sin and, you know, it is acceptable, then Islam accepts this. Aisa bhi nahi hai ki aap kuch kar nahi sakte. But we have to be very careful, my respected brothers. Sometimes things can really change. Nowadays you'll find it is December is coming. A lot of Muslim children are playing in that, what do you call that school mein? Huh? Huh? Drama. Inka kya hota hai? Activities. Pantomime. Jazakallah Hasan. Pantomime. So they will be in the barn and somebody will be acting this and somebody will be acting this. By as parents we have a right, we can opt out. But we have to be very clever, very intelligent, very politely. We need to explain to them that look, in Islam, Tawheed is a very important pillar in Islam. We don't believe in paganism and this complete festival is what? A pagan festival. And Islamic values are very important for us. Islamic values are very important for us. It can't be that you invite us to a party and say to us, don't worry, yaar, eat pork and drink alcohol. No, it doesn't happen that way. We cannot compromise with the fundamentals of our deen. And these are the things that we need to teach our children. We don't hate anyone. We love everyone. MashaAllah, people who are good with us, we are good with everybody. In fact, even if people are not good with us, we should be good with them. There is nothing wrong with that. We work with wisdom. We work with tolerance. But we have to protect our Iman. When it comes to Diwali, Hindu festivals also. Allahu Akbar. We should see what is happening. So all of these things are very important. Allah give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.